USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Parts of central Michigan are underwater due to major flooding along the Tittabawassee River after days of heavy rain. More than 10,000 people are being evacuated around the town of Midland. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says evacuation centers are having to deal with elderly evacuees that are at risk for the coronavirus.
This is an event unlike anything we've seen before, and we've got to continue to all work together to observe best practices, do our part to help one another, and to wear our masks and continue to try to social distance.
President Trump says he's sending help by way of FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers.
I just spoke with Gretchen Whitmer. We'll be going to Michigan at the appropriate time. They have a big problem with dams breaking. You saw that. It's a big, big problem.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The latest war of words between President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has to do with the president's weight. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
It began when House Speaker Pelosi on Tuesday said that President Trump should not be taking a drug that's untested for the prevention or treatment of COVID-19.
Especially in his, shall we say, weight group, but is morbidly obese.
Trump then responded,
Pelosi is a sick woman. She's got a lot of problems, a lot of mental problems.
Then at her Wednesday morning briefing with reporters, Pelosi defended her suggestion that he's morbidly obese.
I was only quoting what doctors had said about him, so I was being factual in a very sympathetic way.
The Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a request by the House to obtain grand jury material gathered by former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigators. The court issued a stay giving the Justice Department until June 1st to file a formal appeal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One governor is telling his state's football stars to set a good example. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Pennsylvania Democratic Governor Tom Wolf is not too thrilled that Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger got a haircut during the coronavirus pandemic. Although barbershops and hair salons are not yet permitted to open, Roethlisberger had one of his buddies at the barbershop cut his hair. Governor Wolf reminds everyone,
anybody who puts himself or herself into harm's way is something that I think we ought to try to avoid. And when you go to something like a barbershop and you're not protected, I don't care who you are, the chances of that virus actually wreaking havoc on your life increases. I don't personally think that any Pennsylvania ought to take that chance. I certainly don't want to take that chance myself.
NASA expects to meet a crucial deadline to launch the Mars rover Perseverance in July as technicians and engineers work under tight restrictions during the COVID-19 pandemic. The rover launch is one of the few NASA missions to remain fully operational during the global health crisis. The mission could launch as late as August 5th and still make it to Mars as the red planet is in its so-called approach to Earth. After that, Mars would be too far from Earth for the mission, and NASA would have to wait 2 more years for Mars to get near us again. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.